horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old Silver, the Lone Ranger.
And I are partners in the Elkhorn Ranch. I just bought in.
I see. And is this your first trip west?
It is. I'll confess, I'm a little puzzled. I've heard of masked outlaws.
Sure, you could have handled those horses by yourself. I hope you're equally as smart in your dealings with men.
If you'll tell me what you are...
I wish you luck at the Elkhorn, Mr. Roosevelt. Otto and I may see you again.
You mean...
We won't be far away.
Come on, Silver. Get him up.
Operations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger meets Teddy Roosevelt.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! I'm Silver! Hooray!
It gets worse from here on.
Don't you want me to go to the ranch, Joe?
Well, sure, sure, but I... Say, how'd you ever stop them critters anyway?
I had a little Dakota territory. He was a large man, tall and raw-boned, with coarse dark hair and a heavy beard. His nose was hawk-beak, and his right eye was opaque.
Take the gentleman's advice.
Oh, I can't figure what you mean.
Never mind, let's proceed.
What?
I mean, hasten forward, quickly.
Hasten?
Hi, stranger. Looking for somebody?
Yes. This is the Elkhorn spread, ain't it?
That's right.
And I'd like to palaver with the ramrod of the outfit. Here's a gent named Joe Fares.
You heard right. You're talking to him.
Oh. I heard something else, too. The barkeep at the Bridal Bit said you were looking for a good cowhand.
Yeah, I might be. Are you applying for the job?
Yeah.
Where you from?
Texas, Point South. Just drifting through, and when I heard you were paying 40 and found...
We do need another hand, and you look like you know your business.
I do.
But my partner and I... Are...
Morning. Morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Mr. Roosevelt.
Morning, sir.
Didn't you say something last night about showing me the ranch, Ferris?
Yes, I mean...
No time like the present. I want to see everything. Grazing range, cattle, and that Chimney Butte section.
3 years ago.
Kind of a dude from back east, ain't he?
Well, he's no dude.
Peculiar rock formation on our land just west of here?
Come to think of it, I guess it is. This would be a bad day to ride to the Butte, Mr. Roosevelt.
Bad? What do you mean?
Storm's liable to blow up. Always
for you.
Yeah, that's so?
I want you to meet a friend of mine who just arrived from the east this morning. Joe, this is Frederick Remington.
Oh, hi.
How do you do?
Mr. Remington is an artist of considerable note. Are you familiar with his work?
No, I don't think I am.
Mind, you'll have a chance to see him paint. He's going to be here with us for several weeks.
Good.
There isn't another artist in America whose work compares with Remington's when it comes to...
Let's do it.
Come on.
Yep, you'd better.
What's that?
All right, Chip.
Even a dude caves in when you lay a gun barrel alongside his head. What'll we do with him?
Into the house, tie him up. Then we'll line out for Chimney Butte. Got to get that herd of cattle on the trail to Texas before sundown.
Oh, just Mike?
We are short of hand, and I figure if this cowpoke can ride, we might try him out.
Why not? It's all right with me.
Come on, Mike. I'll show you where the bunkhouse is. The boys are all working the South Range. You'll meet them at supper time.
Sure.
Glad I met you, Mr. Remington.
Thanks.
See you later.
All right.
You think of my partner, Fred.
I like him. The other chap is interesting, too.
You mean the new cowpuncher?
The trail.
We trail him.
As soon as we see whether Roosevelt's here. Come on. Apparently there's no one.
Bob, he's exactly what I've been searching for.
What do you mean?
Do you remember the last time you were in New York? We were discussing a portrait series of famous rascals.
Rascals? Oh, yes. And you think...
This man you've just hired as a cowhand is the perfect model for Jean Lafitte, Morgan, or any pirate of the old Spanish main.
A pirate? I see what you mean, Fred. He has a patch over one eye, but as far as looking
like...
Do you
mind if I ask him to pose for me?
Of course not. If he's willing, I certainly have no objection. But I'll wait.
Come on, Toto.
Wait. I'm going with you.
Are you sure you feel well enough to ride?
I've never avoided a fight.
Theodore Roosevelt might have changed his mind.
Oh, hold Silver. Hold on.
Easy, bro. At Elkhorn Ranch. Butch Cassidy.
This is Chimney Butte. And look at the cattle.
It's a natural corral, hollowed out of sandstone. There's only one reason to round up cattle here.
What do you mean?
This is the edge of your range, Mr. Roosevelt. The trail on the other side leads directly south.
You mean all of this stock belongs to the Elkhorn?
Yes.
Pacific Express job will need a new hideout. So he's going over into Dakota to find one.
Why can't we head south like we did before?
Because the Dakota Badlands will make it tougher for any...
Right. Roosevelt, if you want to wait here, you can.
Not on your life. This is bully.
Then come on. Follow me.
Only a few minutes elapsed before the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Theodore Roosevelt approached the outlaw's hideout cabin. There was a quick exchange of gunfire.
It's good for him. He'll get back here pronto.
Throw down your gun. If we have to fire again, you won't be able to yell.
Keep them covered, Tonto. Mr. Roosevelt, now see what's inside that cabin.
To ride unmolested over many miles of the Badlands and trace rough maps that would guide him and his gang in the future.
Bound and gagged.
They're probably Elkhorn Ranch hands. Now wait, I'll untie this man. The gag out of his mouth. There.
Gun-shy Bronx will do that. Give one of the critters a few cuts with a whip just before this.
Is he kind of loco?
Loco? Well, not that I know.
Run. You savvy?
I've got a hunch there'll be an eastern dude who'll change his mind real sudden about living in the West.
Ideal model for a pirate.
Pirate, huh?
It's funny that you, an easterner, would know an outlaw.
He's not an outlaw, Ferris. He's the Lone Ranger.
I'm Silver! Holloway!
You will, maybe you won't.
For Frederick Remington.
Hello. Thank you.
would be easy to steal. That night, he disappeared. Mike made only one mistake. On his way to...
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger in...
Him pass on trail. Plenty fast.
Who are you talking about?
Outlaw we trail long time ago. Big fella.
With the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old silver, the Lone Ranger.
And I are partners in the Elkhorn Ranch. I just bought in.
I see. And is this your first trip west?
It is. I'll confess I'm a little puzzled. I've heard of masked outlaws.
Me and the boys sit here and wait for something to happen. We don't like it.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
That's right.
What are you two bidal who's trying to pull on me?
We ain't trying nothing, Mike. You've played out your string as head man in this outfit. Taste where it is, nudging your ribs. Now maybe you'd like to tell us where you've been.
By yourself. I hope you're equally as smart in your dealings with men.
If you'll tell me what you are...
I wish you luck at the Elkhorn, Mr. Roosevelt. Todd and I may see you again.
You mean...
We won't be far away.
Come on, Silver. Get him up.
I was pretending I was a pirate.
Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger meets Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! I'm Silver! Hooray!
It gets worse from here on.
Don't you want me to go to the ranch, Joe?
Oh, sure, but I... Say, how'd you ever stop them critters anyway?
I had a little...
Tall and raw-boned, with coarse dark hair and a heavy beard. His nose was hawk-beaked, and his right eye was opaque.
Take the gentleman's advice.
Oh, I can't figure what you mean.
Never mind, let's proceed.
What?
I mean, hasten forward, quickly.
Hasten?
Hey. Hi, stranger. Looking for somebody?
Yes. This is the Elkhorn spread, ain't it?
That's right.
And I'd like to palaver with the ramrod of the outfit. Here's a gent named Joe Fares.
You heard right. You're talking to him.
Oh. I heard something else, too. The barkeep at the Bridal Bit said you were looking for a good cowhand.
Yeah, right, might be. Are you applying for the job?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Texas, Point South. Just drifting through, and when I heard you were paying 40 and 5...
The door's... Mike, and he's been shot. Help me lift him, Toto. Under the...
Bullet wound in chest.
Morning, Mr. Roosevelt.
Morning, sir.
Didn't you say something last night about showing me the ranch, Ferris?
Yes, I mean...
There's no time like the present. I want to see everything. Grazing range, cattle, and that chimney butte section.
Bull on the wall, gang.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and...
Come to think of it, I guess it is.
This would be a bad day to ride to the Butte, Mr. Roosevelt.
Bad? What do you mean?
Well, it's...
Storm's liable to blow up. Always...
I believe he told the truth. Tell the nearest sheriff about this, Tonto. Rest of the gang.
This is Frederick Remington.
Oh, hi.
How do you do?
Mr. Remington is an artist of considerable note. Are you familiar with his work?
No, I don't think I am.
Mind, you'll have a chance to see him paint. He's going to be here with us for several weeks.
Good.
There isn't another artist in America who...
Sure! Keep plenty of... Hurry now, get the express time.
Yeah.
What's that?
All right, sir.
Even a dude caves in when you lay a gun barrel alongside his head. What'll we do with him?
Into the house, tie him up. Then we'll line out for Chimney Butte. Got to get that herd of cattle on the trail to Texas before sunset.
That's all of them.
All right, good. Now, come on. We got to get...
And I figure if this cowpoke can ride, we might try him out.
Why not? It's all right with me.
Come on, Mike. I'll show you where the bunkhouse is. The boys are all working the South Range. You'll meet them at supper time.
Sure.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Remington.
Thanks.
See you later.
All right.
Oh, any big fella. Why not? All right, Bert.
I like him. The other chap is interesting, too.
You mean the new cowpuncher?
He's the trail.
We trail him.
As soon as we see whether Roosevelt's here. Come on. Apparently there's no one.
He's exactly what I've been searching for.
What do you mean?
Do you remember the last time you were in New York? We were discussing a portrait series of famous rascals.
Rascals? Oh, yes, yes. And you think...
This man you just hired as a cowhand is the perfect model for Jean Lafitte, Morgan, or any pirate of the old Spanish Main.
A pirate?
That's it, Silver! Come on, boy! Come on, Scout!
Pose for me.
Of course not. If he's willing, I certainly have no objection. But I'll wait...
Come on, Toto.
Wait. I'm going with you.
Are you sure you feel well enough to ride?
I've never avoided a fight.
Meanwhile, in the main room of the Elkhorn Ranch House, Theodore Roosevelt was persuading his guest not to... Theodore Roosevelt might have changed his mind.
Oh, every man in the place out hunting for stock.
Must be pretty tough on cattle.
Worse than that. Unless... And look at the cattle.
It's a natural corral. Hollowed out of sandstone. There's only one reason to round up cattle here.
What do you mean?
This is the edge of your range, Mr. Roosevelt. The trail on the other side leads directly south.
You mean all of this stock belongs to the Elkhorn?
Yes.
He's going over into Dakota to find one.
Why can't we head south like we did before?
Because the Dakota Badlands will make it tougher for any...
Right. Roosevelt, if you want to wait here, you can.
Not on your life! This is bully!
Then come on, follow me.
You stole every horse we've got.
Only a few minutes elapsed before the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Theodore Roosevelt approached the outlaw's hideout cabin. There was a quick exchange of gunfire.
You get back here pronto.
Throw down your gun. We have to fire again. You won't be able to yell. Keep them covered, Tonto. Mr. Roosevelt, now see what's inside that cabin.
Ready to ride unmolested over many miles of the Badlands and trace rough maps that would guide him and his gang in the future.
Bound and gagged.
They're probably Elkhorn Ranch hands. Now wait, I'll untie this man. The gag out of his mouth. There.
Gun-shy Bronx will do that. Give one of the critters a few cuts with a whip just before this.
They stole our horses.
I got here too late. I was afraid of that.
What do you mean?
It's Butch Cassidy and the hole-in-the-wall gang. Todd and I have been trailing them all.
I've got a hunch there'll be an Eastern dude who'll change his mind real sudden about living in the West.
If it's a gang, you may need help. Fred and I'll go with you.
What about horses? Ferris said they've been stolen.
Not the buckboard team. He's not an outlaw, Ferris. He's the Lone Ranger.
I'm Silver! Holloway!
Fred is one of America's outstanding young artists. That's an example of his work. excellent, isn't it?
I was impressed by the man's appearance. A heavy beard, patch over...
Kill this afternoon by his own.
Yes, I'm sure I have.
Would be easy to steal. That night, he disappeared. Mike made only one mistake. On his way to... The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger in... Four mounted outlaws struggled against the blinding storm.
Come on.
The gray and white film for blizzard was all around them. It limited their vision to an ominous and...
No use in trying to ride any further in this.
What do you mean?
I think that's Chimney Butte right...
With the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old silver! The Lone Ranger!
Lucky thing for us, we...
But!
What's the matter with you?
And I are partners in the Elkhorn Ranch. I just bought in.
I see. And is this your first trip west?
It is. I'll confess, I'm a little puzzled. I've heard of masked outlaws...
Those guns, come over here with your hands up!
It's masked!
For something to happen. We don't like it.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
That's all right. What are you two bit al who's trying to pull on me?
We ain't trying nothing, Mike. You've played out your string as head man in this outfit. Liz, nudging your ribs. Now maybe you'd like to tell us where you've been.
By yourself. I hope you're equally as smart in your dealings with men.
If you'll tell me what you are...
I wish you luck at the Elkhorn, Mr. Roosevelt. Todd and I may see you again.
You mean...
We won't be far away.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up.
See him.
I don't know. I'm afraid Ferris and I'll lose a lot of our stock.
Too bad. Will you keep on this business of rancher?
From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger meets Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! I'm Silver! Away!
Oh. Someday the Badlands, all of the West, will be the greatest country in the world.
It gets worse from here on.
Don't you want me to go to the ranch, Joe?
Oh, sure, but I... Say, how'd you ever stop them critters anyway?
I have a little true spirit of the West. The Lone Ranger.
His nose was hawk-beak, and his right eye was opaque.
Take the gentleman's advice.
Oh, I can't figure what you mean.
Never mind, let's proceed.
What?
I mean, hasten forward, quickly.
hasten.
Looking for somebody?
Yes. This is the Elkhorn spread, ain't it?
That's right.
And I'd like to palaver with the ramrod of the outfit. Here's a gent named Joe Fares.
You heard right. You're talking to him.
Oh. Keep at the bridal bit said you were looking for a good cowhand.
Yeah, I might be. Are you applying for the job?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Texas, Point South. Just drifting through, and when I heard you were paying 40 and 5.
Mike, and he's been shot.
Him.
Help me lift him, Toto. Under the
bullet wound in the chest.
Morning, Mr. Roosevelt.
Morning, sir.
Didn't you say something last night about showing me the ranch, Ferris?
Yes, I mean...
There's no time like the present. I want to see everything. Grazing range, cattle, and that Chimney Butte section.
The wall gang.
Yeah. Gonna try then to...
Up here?
Come to think of it, I guess it is. This would be a bad day to ride to the Butte, Mr. Roosevelt.
Bad? What do you mean?
Well, storm's
liable to blow up. Always.
I believe he told the truth. Tell the nearest sheriff about this, Tonto. Rest of the gang.
This is Frederick Remington.
Oh, hi.
How do you do?
Mr. Remington is an artist of considerable note. Are you familiar with his work?
No, I don't think I am.
Mind, you'll have a chance to see him paint. He's going to be here with us for several weeks. Mm-hmm.